This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, so good to have you here on KGMI Connects, and we hope to hear from you sometime during the next hour. Express yourself, whatever is on your mind. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And before we go to calls, because we got a bunch of folks on the line, I want to get right to them. But I just had to make this point, because we had the mayor of Bellingham recently announce an initiative that they've carried out. And most say that it's pretty successful in cleaning up downtown, cleaning the alleyways and all that. But then we've got the DNR closing access roads and things out there in what you'd think would be parts of our county that would be considered to be pristine and natural and beautiful and that people would want to take care of. But illegal camping, stray bullets, trash dumping, it seems like it. We can make a mess wherever we go. I'm just talking about humans in general. If it's not ours, just trash it. Who cares? But I just thought, so it doesn't have to be an alley in downtown Bellingham or in the inner city anywhere. It can be out in some nice trails or off-road, dirt roads that go off into beautiful spots in the county. It's trash. Throw it. And not everybody does that, I know, but not everybody trashes the alleyways in downtown Bellingham either. But let's get right to the phones. As I said, we got a bunch of folks that want to talk to get us going here on this Monday. Let's start with Jack down in Everett today. Hi, Jack.
Hello there, sir. Hey, so last week was kind of a heavy week, so let's get back to the lighter side of life.
Okay.
Last week, I think it was Wednesday, was the anniversary of Dick Clark's death.
Okay.
He died, I think, 2012 or something like that.
Sounds about right,
One of the things that was sad was the way they put him after he had a stroke on the mirrors, Rockin' Eve and everything.
I agree, to see him and everything, but yeah, he wasn't nearly to the level that he had always been for years and years, and yeah, that was a little bit sad.
But one of the great things about the guy, and not many people know it because I follow slightly less than most popular artists, and one of the guys that I used to really like when he was alive and even after his death was a guy named Jackie Wilson.
Okay.
And he sang Lonely Teardrops and that kind of stuff. And he was Motown's first signatory.
Okay.
So Berry Gordy's first artist was Jackie Wilson. So if you're ever in a trivia contest, that would be a thing. But if you read the inside album cover of his greatest hits, it's a double album, you'll find that so Jackie Wilson had a stroke while performing on a Dick Clark basically traveling bandstand type show.
Okay.
And required extensive medical care for the rest of his life, and I think he lived 10 years after that. Dick Clark, out of his own pocket, paid for that care and took care of Jackie Wilson all the way through his life.
Wow.
And you got to find good in people somewhere. And sure, he made a bazillion dollars on cheesy pop music, but he also did some... He did some good things.
He did. Well, he really brought a lot of even not so much cheesy pop artists to greater recognition. I just recently, it's funny you bring up Dick Clark, and I don't know where this popped up, but I recently just saw a clip of Dick Clark interviewing Beastie Boys when they were just new on the scene and trying to get them to answer his questions coming from this much straighter, universe than where Beastie Boys were coming from. But
interesting thing, if you want to deep dive into the Beastie Boys, Western hired them when none of them were over 21 to play and they provided them with a bunch of alcohol and everything. That was part of their contract. So the Western Student Council hired them and then gave them a bunch of booze, and then tried to sue the Beastie Boys for them trashing the venue and trashing the hotel room.
Interesting.
And it's like, right. Well, come on, you contribute to the delinquency of minors. What do you expect?
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
You can find that stuff in the Western Front. I don't know if they even in around, but it was.
Maybe you'd have to go back.
I want to say 1989.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. Well, maybe you have to go to the library and get the microfiche thing, you know, to go back.
Perfect. Many term papers.
Uh-huh.
At 10 o'clock at night, you got to get out of the library. I'm not done.
Yeah, exactly. Come back tomorrow and check it out again. Thanks, Jack. Good. Appreciate it. Good start to the week. Well, let's go to Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'd like to comment on a cartoon I saw on the news, a drawing.
Okay.
It was a fighter jet, with an Israeli fighter jet, and it had ordnance on it. Mm-hmm. And it was flying, and there was a caption from the pilot. It said, Iran fired 350 missiles and drones armed with 60 tons of explosives at Israel, and you don't want us to start a war? Well, I thought that was pretty good.
Okay. All right, Bruce. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Happy first day of Passover for our Jewish friends.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate that. I mean, I'm not Jewish, but I think it's a nice gesture. Let's go to Jim in Seattle. Hey, Jim.
On rain on your parade, Joe. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I'm used to it.
But yeah, but I am saying that Chris Hedges, I don't know if you know him, he's fairly well-known on the left.
Oh, yeah.
But he points out in all of his diatribes, he was that's when they canceled NPR's alternative radio, which was as radical as you're going to get in any easily found media on the radio. And so Chris Hedges just said that they aired Chris Hedges' episode of an hour, and it was called American Sadism. And so Chris Hedges himself says, you know, I tell the truth. That's what I have to do is, you know, I'm not pretending to be a journalist, but I'm passing on journalists' opinion. And so he says, yeah, I have to tell the truth. I could sugarcoat everything, but then we'll just go into hell so fast. So I wanted to point out, too, that Norman Finkelstein is on with Glenn Greenwald. It's Rumble, and then you go to those two. My brother notified me, and because Larry Elder was substituting for Dennis Prager today, and he's making up, to my opinion, many fictions about how the Palestinians wasn't even a state and they weren't there. And so you can look at other Norman Finkelstein articles and podcasts, but this is up to date, which will give you a much better, you know, the most moral army in the world is what who is that I'm talking about? Larry Elder. He's calling the IDF the most moral army ever. Mm-hmm. And so if you listen to Norman Finkelstein, who is a Jew, he's for the proletariat. He does admit when he's wrong and all that. So you can look at that. Glenn Greenwald, who does appear on Fox quite often, he's kind of used to be a leftist. Now he's kind of not as much, but, you know, they're both Jewish people, and you should hear what they have to say. So I'll move on from that. Just to mention, I won't take up too much more of your time. I'll call back tomorrow. But according to Dennis Prager, let's see, our system has been created by our SICK and educational and media system. He calls them SICK. And so he says the media, but why would he criticize the media for being part of our SICK system when he's a major proponent or a major occupant of that system?
Oh, yeah.
He has 3 hours a day, you know, and he has his PragerU. And so, you know, Gore Vidal says, you know, the corporate grip on opinion in the United States is one of the wonders of the Western world. No first world country has ever managed to eliminate so entirely from its media all objectivity, much less dissent. And then there's other things he could say about Hume, who said that the governors who are few can only control the many by opinion. Otherwise, we outnumber them, and therefore we, if we could get together on the right things, which we're struggling with, but
well,
it's
I
always
think,
a hopeful
okay.
thing.
All right. Okay. I mean, dissent, does he expect the news media to, I mean, these are all generalizations, and I understand, you know, the left and the right are both frustrated with the media because it doesn't, at least when it doesn't reflect their viewpoints or their worldview. And but that doesn't mean that it's corrupt or that it's controlled by some interest or another. Obviously, corporate interests do own media outlets, and
their interest is
in making money. And how you make money?
You don't make money by promoting socialism, Joe.
They
don't make any money off socialists who want to level everything.
They will if they have an audience that will.
Well, that's not right.
That's
what Elon Musk said.
Okay.
Elon Musk.
So
he
the
says,
media.
You know, I took a hit.
But,
I lost money. Elon Musk said. I took a hit on the money so I could control the media, because he's much more worried about a general welfare upsurge than he is about a couple billion dollars losing, you know, because for whatever reason he had to take a loss on it. But he wants to control the media because that's where the money people really bank out so well, is by making sure that the people like me, but not restricted to me, do not ever have a large say in what goes on. And so you look at all the television, all the radio, and then internet even too. But there is good on the internet, as I found out, like Counterpunch.
Well, what you have to do, you could always buy a newspaper or start a newspaper or a media outlet, but there are other interests and. But you have to have an audience, or you're not gonna last very long.
I'm not saying it's all hopeless, Joe.
I know, but that's why I do what I do.
Yeah,
but you know, this country is, by and large, the audience is going to. It's like the Megadeth song, "Peace Sells, But Who's Buying?" But, maybe socialism sells, but nobody's buying. I don't know. But I'm just saying, to expect media outlets, major media outlets, to try to sell socialism, I think it's pie in the sky, to say the least. But this is a capitalist nation. People grow up under capitalism. They believe that this is the system that's going to work best for them and for their country, and so it's a tough sell, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it doesn't have some validity, but to think that that all these media outlets are being told that they can't promote socialism, well, they're not gonna, because nobody's buying. We'll take a quick break, be back with more. We want to hear from you. 360-676-5464.
I look at the big picture. As a business owner, sometimes we get wrapped up on, I'm not going to lose money helping that customer. I'm not going to sit here and say that we satisfy everybody out in the community, but I can go to sleep happy every night knowing that we try really hard to satisfy as many people as we can. Knowing that the community has invested in us, when it comes time to invest in a customer, I have no problem. I have no problem saying, let's make it happen. I've had repairs that, you know, big high tickets, and I see them the same as if it was $100, because at the end of the day, they trusted us. They gave us an opportunity, and we just can't look at it like, we're going to lose money in this particular customer. Well, no. Let's take care of them. Let's make sure they're happy.
Find new roads at bellinghamchevy.com.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at lopezfun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Meter House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Monday. Rich in Ferndale's been hanging on. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Joe.
What's on your mind today? Doing well. Doing well.
Oh, the dumping up in the hills you were talking about, that is so annoying. It's been going on for decades. Seems like no one gets caught, but one of the things I've always wanted to have happen is if I could catch somebody littering, they would have immediate consequences. I would pull the valve stems out of their tires or something, and they would not litter ever again. And nothing happens. No one catches them, and it's just so annoying, and seems like one of those things that'll never end.
Yeah, exactly. That's too bad. It's happened in other parts of the county, too, where they've had to shut down access. So the county has.
People even leave wrecked cars up there and household furniture. I mean, I've seen some of it. It is amazing what they leave. It's cheaper, right? Maybe the thought is they're poor and they can't afford to go to the dump, and this is closer, so they just do it and don't make it right. But super annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
The Supreme Court case tomorrow, they're going to hear the case about the Grants Pass, Oregon camping ban.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the irony of that is, say you were to arrest a camper who is homeless, but we call them campers, they're going to have better conditions in the jail than they will have in that tent. They'll have light and heat, a soft bed, and food. So, cruel and unusual. I laugh when I hear that. Cruel and unusual punishment. It's like the jail is better than living in the tent, especially 6 months out of the year. You know how cold and wet it can be in the wintertime. So, it's just funny how people look at things, and jail's probably the best thing for homeless. They're going to get more food.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know that I'd want to spend any time with some of the characters that are in jail. I don't think that's
Joe,
necessarily a step up from...
Think about that. Think about that a minute. Would you rather live in a tent with some guy that could knife you or steal drugs, or you get a contact high from breathing the air from the next tent over? I mean, a jail is way better than living in a tent city, like behind Walmart with all the whatever bad things they do
back
there.
That's kind of one of those questions like... kids ask, would you rather this or that? And they're,
right.
And they're
either
both,
good, are they?
They're both awful options. Yeah. So I don't know.
Jail is far safer than in a tent camp, I think. You get heat.
But the issue here is not, wouldn't this be better for people? That's not what they're going to be arguing in front of the Supreme Court. They're going to be arguing, can a city arrest people and, in essence, criminalize being homeless when someone has no place else to go.
Right, but for us, maybe Grants Pass is different. Here, we do have a lot of other places they could go. It's just about obeying rules or not obeying rules.
Well, this
that's
stems,
how it is in our area.
This is an appeal of the decision that I think by the Ninth Circuit that said that cities cannot arrest someone for camping on public property if there aren't shelter beds available, and if they're talking about shelter beds, they're not talking about I don't think we have enough beds to shelter everyone here in Bellingham for instance.
I think there are usually vacancies at the Lighthouse Mission. But that's because people don't want to do the rule. They don't want to not do the drug. So get their food and they go back to their tent.
But it's more than that. It's not just don't want to do drugs. They might have
80%.
They might have been banned because of their behavior, or they might have they might have a conflict with someone who's already there. They might have a pet that they can't bring in, and they don't want to leave alone out. You know, there are different issues, and that's the thing. Homelessness is not a cookie cutter thing. It's
one more thing.
Yeah.
When you're camping on the streets, you are loitering. You are breaking the other rules. So if a person is homeless, does this give them the green light to break all kinds of rules? Because, hey, I got nowhere to go, so I can break like 8 city codes. I can defecate on the street. I can, spit on the sidewalk. I can loiter. I mean, it's kind of a strange thing to think that these people can just do this because they're homeless. Like, basically, a lot of laws don't apply to them.
Well, it's not that, and I understand
that's
what you're saying, and I mean, it is. It's a question of what is society's responsibility, what is a city's responsibility to people, and it's not an easy question. I mean, for some, maybe for you, it's an easy question to answer, but people that don't have any other option, and people find themselves in that condition, in that state, and is it up to the city? I mean, if you want clean streets and do you don't want people camping, then it seems that it's up to the city to find shelter for those folks. But that's not an easy to do.
They should work together. They should work together, and we should have more mental institutions, and we should have mandatory chemical detox to give them their free will back. As Jay Inslee has correctly said, it robs them of their free will. And we don't do that anymore. Institutionalized mental and drug addict, we don't do it. They've been closing them down the last couple decades. I don't know why. I mean, it's a necessary thing. There's always a certain amount of our society that has mental issues. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. And help is an institution. That is help. Letting them roam on the street like an animal is not help.
All right. Okay. But there are rules about, or, there. And I don't know exactly what the details are, but about involuntary commitment of a person. I mean, what level do they have to be at before they can be involuntarily committed to a facility like that? But, yeah, a lot of tough questions. Thanks, Rich. Let's go to, before we take a break, Robert in Linden has some thoughts on trash. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Good. Hey, people have been calling in complaining about the trash and I guess the side of the roads in the park and up, especially in the state lands, DNA, DRNA land,
mm-hmm.
and the national forest, too. Now, I've retired. I'm pretty old. And I have for decades picked up trash as exercise, keep my joints in good condition.
Uh-huh.
And, I've moved, big piles of trash that they are dumped on the side of the road up in the woods, mattresses, couches, old TVs,
wow.
Big stuff. Pick it up, put it in my little truck, and haul it and pay for it to be dumped.
Uh-huh.
And I've done that in the National. I actually have a letter of recommendation from the Forest Service for picking up trash in the National Forest.
Nice.
And I volunteer for picking up trash in the city park. And over the last 10 years, I've picked up trash in every city park Bellingham has.
Hmm. Okay.
And, that's the solution. Just get out and do it.
Okay.
Rather than complain about it. And if you have a little pickup truck and a grab bar, it's good exercise. It's outside. You're in the woods. It's great.
Where do you dump the stuff then? Do you pay yourself to go and take it to one of the trash?
The National Forest, the rangers and Glacier let me put in their dumpster.
Okay.
And I've done Fish and Wildlife land, and they let me put it in their dumpster.
Okay.
And of course, the city, they let me put it in a dumpster as well.
Uh-huh.
But, a lot of it, like on the state lands, I pay for it.
Uh-huh.
But the way I look at it, Joe, it's cheaper than the gym.
There you go. All right.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Robert. Well, thanks for your thoughts, and I think that's a good call to action.
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be back with more. We got another Robert on the line. We'll hear from him and hopefully hear from you. We'll have plenty of time. Take your call. 360-676-5464.
Sold to bidder 126. The May consignment equipment auction at Meridian Equipment in Laurel is scheduled to begin on April 27th. The auction will be held online. Consignments are now being taken until the auction commences on April 27th. Meridian Equipment, selling and servicing new and used farm and line industrial equipment for over 70 years. Open weekdays from 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 8 to 11:30 on Guide Meridian and Laurel. Visit MeridianEQ.com today to consign your equipment for the May auction.
Tuning into the high school football game. Monitoring the incoming storm.
They say what I think, but smarter.
Catching your favorite talk show.
These are just few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio.
And AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you and your family safe in dangerous times.
Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com to learn more and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI.
A door is only as secure as the lock you put on it. Accurate Lock and Security is the professional team you need. Buying a new door? Consult with the team at Accurate Lock to ensure you have appropriate hardware. Buying a new home? Be sure to have your locks rekeyed. You never know how many copies of your keys are out there. Accurate Lock and Security, your full-service locksmith center, serving Northwest Washington for 90 years. Certified, experienced, and dedicated to keeping you safe. Learn more online at AccurateLock.net. AccurateLock.net.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, Contact Counseling, and Guided Solutions.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on a Monday. Lots of sunshine out there, a nice day. A little sketchy over the weekend, well, at least Saturday. Started out beautiful, and then it got all windy and rainy, and then yesterday is kind of breezy, but pretty nice. Great to have you with us, though, here on KGMI Connects. Hope to hear from you, 360-676-5464. You can text that number as well. Let's go to Robert in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hello. I heard someone talk about looking things up in an old Western Front, and there used to be, you know, microfiche in the libraries, but now the Western Front is online, and it's actually free to the public. It's part of the historical Western Front collection at the Western Wilson Library, but it's accessible and searchable online now.
Like that old, like back to the early 90s and stuff?
It goes all the way back. I think it goes all the way back to the turn, you know, like the when Western started. It has a different name, but clear back, you know, to the night, you know, back below the before the 1920s. I think it goes all the way back that far.
Wow. Okay.
It's been scanned. It's part of the library collection at Western, and it's still it's available, searchable online.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, I'll check it out. See if you can find the Beastie Boys article in there.
Yeah, you could do a search for the Beastie Boys. I remember when they were here. I didn't go to the concert, but I remember.
But you remember that back that far? When the caller was saying happened, where they were supplied alcohol and they trashed the place?
I don't remember any details. I just thought it was a funny name, and I thought, you know, oh, the Beastie Boys are playing at Western, and it just the name, because I'm not much of a music person, I guess, but I thought it was a funny name, so I just remember that they'd been here, but that's about all I remember about it.
Okay.
But
right.
Another thing I was going to talk about is that AM radio, I listen to AM radio quite a bit, and, you know, it's harder to get the signal because of static and stuff like that, but on my bicycle, it works pretty well because it has a different propagation characteristic than cell phone or FM. So in a way, it's kind of interesting that radio interests me, and FM and cell phone are higher frequencies, so they have to go line of sight. So if you're behind mountains or hills, it's in a shadow area sometimes, or you're out of cell phone service for getting things on the internet. But AM will go over the mountains more. It bends and refracts more. So when you're going east of the mountains or hillsides or on the far side from the radio signal, like when I'm on my bike, often I'll tune in an AM station.
Okay, interesting, yeah. Because I know I get like Seattle AM, I can get usually here in Bellingham, but a lot of their FM stations are blocked out by the hills, like the one we're on here.
Yeah, it doesn't go over mountains. So on the east side, on the far side of the mountains, you can get AM better because it tends to bend over the landforms a little more, whereas FM is line of sight. But sometimes when you're in the mountains, when you're deep in the mountains, like in canyons and stuff in the mountains, sometimes you get FM better because it reflects off the high mountains and reflects down into the deep valleys. I follow different when I'm on my bike, because I sometimes will be riding where there's a faraway station, and I enjoy just listening to it as I get closer and closer and the signal gets stronger, things like that. And I'm interested in figuring out which areas the signal comes in better. And then AM used to, it will bounce off the ionosphere at night, so you get San Francisco and stuff like that, but it's very rare. FM, you know, doesn't bounce off the ionosphere, right, so it doesn't travel that far. But one time during a solar flare, I was able to pick up Arizona on FM here in Washington State, because there was a solar flare that created an unusual situation where even the FM signals were bouncing on the ionosphere.
Just the solar radiation affects the AM signal, so AM doesn't travel nearly as far during the day. That's why we're higher power during the day, but then at dusk we have to power down our AM transmitter, because otherwise we would be interfering with other signals in the region. And there are a few, they call them clear channel stations, that are high-powered AM stations that don't have to power down. They stay up all the time. They're designed to, that's the idea, is that they would be able to communicate pretty much the whole country if there were a national emergency, that sort of thing. So there are a few of them.
Yeah.
I know KOE in Denver. I forget which one in San Francisco is one.
Well, it was KGO was
KGO,
one of the ones.
I think. Yeah,
and
KGO.
They would just cover the West Coast at least. And now They're kind of a sports gambling station.
Yeah, I know. Great, huh?
A lot of AM has a good signal reach, but a lot of the programming is just off networks and stuff. And I'd like to have more local, you know, community programming on both AM and FM.
We're trying here at KGMI.
Yeah, your show's great. I like the local show for sure.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. And yeah, all right. Thanks for calling. And yeah, I guess AM, though, if, you know, talking about where, you know, you go under a bridge and then you lose your AM station, but then when you come out, it comes back. But well, whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. It's KGMI Connects. Back in just a moment.
Some call it overplanning. At TSE Power Solutions in Ferndale, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move.
TSC Power Solutions does it all. Installation to maintenance, residential and commercial. In Ferndale, formerly Tom Sutton Enterprises. Keeping futures bright since 2007.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
You've got questions about your car or truck? And we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
There we are. We hope to hear from you at that phone number, 360-676-5464. Also, you can text us. And we're talking about homeless encampments and the Supreme Court taking up this case, this appeal of a ruling that found that cities could not ban camping on public spaces if there were not enough bed space, if there was not enough bed space in shelters, or there's no shelter available to people. And on one hand, I mean, I don't think any of us want our streets and our sidewalks, our parks filled with camping, people who are, you know, tents and all that stuff and everything that comes with it. At the same time, do we criminalize homelessness and say, okay, we're going to fine you. We're going to jail you for being homeless? Because we had our earlier caller, Rich, they were talking about, well, wouldn't they be better off if they're in jail with three hots and a cot? But anyway, the idea of jailing, though, is taking someone's freedom away. It's the concept of it, not that, oh, we're going to make life better for you. We're going to put you in jail. I don't think that's ever been the case with anyone being taken to jail that we're going to make your life better, although there have been some people in sad situations who have acted out in order to be arrested. But that aside, to treat people who are homeless to a stay in jail to improve their world, I don't think that that's really the case. And plus, are you fining people who have nothing? What good does that do? It doesn't do any good. And you jail someone, say, okay, you get 5 nights in jail for camping in a park. All right. You go in 5 nights, release them, and then they're back into the same situation they were in before. So if you want to fix it, jailing people, fining people is not gonna fix the problem. I guess the idea is that it'll chase people out and force them down the road to the next locale that won't do that. But that is not dealing with the problem. It's not taking it on head on. It's simply trying to cure one symptom of a major problem, one symptom of a major illness, and that's homelessness. And it seems that – and obviously Grants Pass or Bellingham or what have you, Seattle for that matter, can't fix homelessness on its own. And that's why we need major initiatives, I think, at the state level and even at the national level. We need more initiative to help deal with this problem. And we need federal dollars, not just going to roads and bridges and that sort of thing, but going to communities to help them take care of these folks and to shelter them. And it's a huge cost and a huge expense, but otherwise we're going to have this problem, and it's going to continue to increase and fester. But once you get people into a shelter situation, get a roof over their heads, then at least you could start to offer them some sort of services that they could actually take advantage of if they're not out there fighting for their lives each and every day. It seems to make sense, but it's easy to talk about it, but it's harder to make it happen. But hopefully we'll find a way. Quick break. Back with more. We want to hear from you. We've got time to take your call here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464. It's KGMI. Well, I said KGMI Connects.
Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru whenever your Subaru needs a quick service and a car wash. Check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded and community-driven, and the only certified Subaru tire and service center in Whatcom County.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you could win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
Get informed and inspired with Saturday Morning Live on KGMI. Join a group of knowledgeable hosts as they present a variety of guests and viewpoints on issues important to our area and to you and your family. Sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC, each Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Niederhaus of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Niederhaus of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Monday, and we've got time to take your call. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And a couple of topics on my mind. We had a lively discussion on Friday over the water adjudication process, and that is looming over Whatcom County and the Nooksack Valley, well, Nooksack system. But water users here in our county, and some in Skagit as well, affected by this water adjudication, and heard from some doomsayers and folks who are really concerned about this. And I'm not downplaying concerns, but I was accused, and I have been before, about thinking everything government does is great and fine and really super. That's not the case. But I thought about this over the weekend, and I realized that I've been here at KGMI for some 21 years now. And I've talked to folks all, about so many different issues, and I have to say that I've heard so many sky is falling assessments of so many issues that, quite frankly, I tend to take them with a grain of salt, that the world is going to end because of this initiative that's being taken. I think when I first got here, I recall there was the debate over building the Depot Market Square and what a waste that would be, and we should not be building it. And now it's a great place for the farmers market, parking in other times, other events are held there. Let's see, there've been so many. There was the debate over fluoridating Bellingham's drinking water. And that raged, and there was incredible objection. There were signs against it. This was the dental society, whatever, the dental association, I guess, the dentists here in the state of Washington. They were willing to pay for the equipment, all the stuff. Just put this in, it'll help your citizens' teeth. Well, that was something big dental trying to force involuntary medication upon us. And the world was going to come to an end. Of course, that was voted down and never happened and ended up not happening. So we couldn't have fluoride in the water here in Bellingham, in spite of the fact that they've had it in Linden for decades. I forget, I'm not sure exactly when they started fluoridating the water in Linden, but people not keeling over because of fluoridation in the water. Seems like, and 2/3 of the communities around the country or something like that are fluoridated. And experts say, no, fluoridation is like the easiest and most cost-effective thing you can do to improve people's dental health. And then ultimately their overall physical health, because our dental health is closely tied to our overall physical health. Let's see, there's been, we could go down, the list is really kind of endless, but then we could go to Obamacare. That was just going to end health care as we know it, the death panels, the loss of health care. My doctor, I'm never going to be able to see my doctor again. I mean, dragged away from my doctor. This is awful. This is government taking over health care. And now we're over 10 years in, and, by and large, people like it. And people are signing up more and more every year for health care plans through the exchanges. We got millions and millions of people who otherwise wouldn't have health insurance, who are insured. Really didn't change health care other than make it more affordable for people, that from what I can see. I mean, sure, maybe some people lost the doctor that they adored, but by and large, it's pretty much been chugging along. Let's see, we had we had the pandemic, we had the vaccines, and people are going to be dropping like flies from that. They were dropping like flies to one degree or another from the COVID, but the vaccine, not so much. I mean, if you really, with a critical eye, look at the information that's out there, people aren't falling over dead because of the vaccines. Even those who've, like me, who've had multiple vaccines and boosters. Let's see. Now we're on to... I know I'm missing some in here. I'm just kind of throwing out some examples of, as I said, some... I don't want to say Chicken Little because I don't want to call people names, but sky is falling assessments of some of these initiatives that are taken. Now we're hearing that this water adjudication, which is going to be a long process... It'll be a pain for many. I suspect that many folks will probably kind of breeze through it, and some others will struggle with it and not be happy with the outcome. The end of the world is not nigh. We'll make it through, but we'll continue to follow the story. I presented on Friday, the interview I did with the Department of Ecology. We're going to talk to other folks. We're going to do a comprehensive look at this. And we do want to talk to people who will be directly affected, whether they agree or disagree with this whole thing. And we will be bringing those to you, those interviews and those discussions to you, too. So just wanted to let you know that there are times when you got to kind of feel like the world is ending, but... You know, in most of our lifetimes, we haven't experienced that. You kind of have to go back to, well, I mean, you know, when we lived under the threat of nuclear annihilation, that kind of was a thing. And, you know, maybe that Kim Jong-un could do something like that to the West Coast. But still, he's not that much of a dodo. mutually assured destruction and all that. Well, finishing on a happy note then here on this Monday. Thanks for joining us and hope to hear from you tomorrow here on KGMI Connects. Whatever's on your mind, be thinking about it, be ready to call, and we'll give you an ear.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Invade!
When the ants go marching in, you need BioBug Pest Management, the latest pest control technology and long-term proactive solutions, lessening environmental impact while still providing you the protection you need. BioBug, service you trust, experience you expect. Locally owned and operated, serving Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and now North Snohomish County. Learn more at BioBug.com.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
T-Mobile recently awarded $10,000 to the Ferndale Food Bank. In total, 5 Washington and Hawaii nonprofits received an equal portion of $50,000 as a part of the company's quarterly Difference Maker Awards. Ferndale Food Bank was selected for their efforts, serving a community relying on them now more than ever in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Co-director of the food bank, Sierra Cook, announced the funds will go directly to providing community access to food. If you have a business and would like to become a community partner or to volunteer, get info at ferndalefoodbank.org.
The Upside is brought to you by RB Wick and Bellingham Coin Shop. Stop by today for a free coin or antique evaluation. 1806 Cornwall, one block south of Bellingham High School, or at bellinghamcoinshop.com.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
When it's happening in Whatcom County, it's on KGMI and KISM HD2 Bellingham.
From the West Mechanical Studio.